Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I'm so glad that you're able to join me today. The last few days, we have been ministering on a subject of the anointing. What is it, and what was the purpose of the anointing? And today, I want to look at a primary scripture found in Isaiah, the 10th chapter, verse 27. Which reads, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." Israel was under Assyrian oppression, and so this, when it talks about the yoke being destroyed, it typifies that yoke is the bondage of the enemy, the yoke of the enemy for God's people. Now, the yoke was a well-known instrument of husbandry at that time. It was a wooden bar or frame by which draft animals, such as oxen, were joined together for work. Also, it was used metaphorically for subjection. An arch device sometimes was laid upon a neck of a defeated person. So it is definitely a symbol or a type of bondage. Now, I'd like to rather take a bit of a detour because I want to share some things with you. I've done this from time to time. And very occasionally, I will read various translations of the Bible. But I want to say that over the years, I have found the authorized King James Bible to be the authentic Word of God, in that I believe it conveys to the reader the true meaning and understanding that the Holy Spirit wants to give us as we read the Scripture. And I found this years and years ago, as I was preparing for sermons when Brother Glass was still alive. I would take a day and spend time before the Lord working on a message, and so I'd lay out all his different translations that he had of the Bible, and I found over and over again that it seemed only the King James gave the sense and meaning of what the Holy Spirit wanted to say. Now, as I began this message a few days ago, I said, if you have walked with the Lord any length of time, you know and understand what the anointing is. And so, as I just shared in that scripture from Isaiah 10:27, and that was the King James Version. But let me just share with you some other translations of the Bible, because the King James has been around for 400 years, and it's not copyrighted. All these newer translations are copyrighted, which is why you can't copy, if you will, large portions of them. You have to get approval from the publisher, because they change the words. Copyright means you cannot use the exact same thing. And so they change the meaning of that English translation, for example, that the scholars in King James Day used. Let me just share some examples. "And in that day," this is the Revised Standard, "his burden will depart from your shoulder, and his yoke shall be destroyed from your neck." Well, that is perhaps one of the closest to what the King James is conveying, because basically the anointing, the power, presence of God, the Holy Spirit, will destroy that yoke from off a person's life. Now, listen to this, Living Bible. "On that day, God will end the bondage of his people. He will break the slave yoke off their necks and destroy it as decreed." That's literally because of the ointment. And so there's that, what I feel, a genuine sense that it's the Holy Spirit's anointing, his power, that will break the slave yoke off their necks. Now, listen to some of these other versions, the NIV, and I don't want to step on toes, that might be your favorite Bible. However, this is just an example of how the meaning is changed. In that day, their burden, referring to the enemy, will be lifted from your shoulder, their yoke from your neck. The yoke will be broken because you have grown so fat. Do you see it's subtle? But there is a total transference of where this disabling, destroying power of the yoke comes, not from the Holy Spirit, but because you have grown so fat. The New American Standard says, and the yoke will be destroyed or broken, because of fatness. Again, implying the individual has become sleek and fat and the yoke will be destroyed. Well, if any of you have dogs or cats, the larger they get, the fatter they get, you better loosen that collar because it's not going to come off because of fatness. It'll just get tighter. And then in Lamsa, that's translation was from ancient Eastern manuscripts, the yoke shall be destroyed from your neck because of your strength. That's a pretty classic example of how the focus is taken off the Lord and put on the individual. The Amplified says the yoke shall be destroyed because of fatness, which prevents it from longer going around your neck. Now, this is the Douay version. The Catholic edition, his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall putrefy at the presence of the oil. Well, the oil is simply a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And modern language, what does it say? The yoke shall be broken off because of ointment, the anointing oil. And beloved, it is only the King James, really, that seems to convey, and that includes the 1611 version, that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Oh, beloved, I took this detour because, this, for some people, they say, oh, well, this isn't too significant. But to me, it conveys a tremendous importance that we understand the work of deliverance, the work of empowering, the work of seeking the kingdom of God first and his righteousness is enabled in us because of God's enabling, his power, his strength, not our abilities, not because we are so wise and understanding the scripture. It's nothing in ourselves. He's, we're the vine, he's the vine and we are the branches. And so, beloved, we have to understand it's the presence of the Holy Spirit upon us and flowing through our lives that's going to cause us to be free from every kind of bondage. If you are listening to me today and you feel you are in a bondage of any kind, well, it's not going, have you, you've tried over and over. It's not your strength. It's not your willpower. It's not your determination. It's calling out to God and believing that He will give you that anointing to set you free from the snare of the evil one. Romans 8 and 13 says, "For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." Now, also, as we need this anointing to see the yoke of the enemy, whatever kind it is, to be broken off of our lives, there also are greater benefits, and not greater, but other benefits, if you will, of the anointing, and that is that it gives protection and preservation. In 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, verse 22, the word says, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." He's referring now to the very people of God, because God's anointing was on his chosen people. They were selected, they were chosen by God to be a holy nation, a royal priesthood, if you will. But they did not fulfill at that point in time that calling. And now the scriptures say that we are a peculiar people, a holy priesthood. We're a kingdom of priests and a kingdom of kings, if you will, because he has redeemed us, Revelation says, and washed us in his own blood and has made us kings and priests unto our God. Psalm 20 and 6 says, "Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed." Oh, did you hear that, beloved? "He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." Psalm 89, 20 and 23 says, "I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted." Praise God. Let's go to prayer. Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that everyone right now who is bound by any yoke or bondage of the enemy, Father, I call forth the anointing of God to set them free. I call for the anointing to destroy the yoke in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I praise you and I thank you for it. For my beloved, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, not only within you, but upon you to deliver you, that you will walk in a new liberty, in a new freedom. You shall no longer be held back by those things that have caused you to stumble in days past, that have been as binding bands around you, but you shall see that as you trust me and as you praise me, the work of the Lord shall be accomplished in your life, and you shall walk in a newness of life. You shall walk with a joy. You shall walk in a liberty. You shall walk in a power that I have reserved for you. For even now, receive that anointing that shall cause you to walk in an upward path, and you shall not fear the work of the enemy, for I am with you, and I am even as a strong tower, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing, and thank you, Lord, for the word of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. That rhema word to our lives. Well, beloved, it's been a blessing to minister to you. I do invite you to join me next time as we bring the word of the Lord and invite the Holy Spirit's presence in our midst. I thank you for listening. The announcer will give our contact information if you have specific needs. There's power in agreeing prayer. I invite you to write. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,